弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters。
感谢主，今年第一次跟弟兄姊妹一起在主日敬拜。
Thanks the Lord. This is the first time we have a fellowship together.
今天可能要请弟兄姊妹预备好你的右手。
Brothers and sisters, prepare your right hand.
为什么？因为可能我会常常叫你们举手。
Because I'll ask you to raise your hand a lot of times.
好，测验一下。
So let's have a test.
今年我们教会的主题是什么？知道的举手。
What is the topic of our church this year? If you know, raise your hand.
好，请放下。好，有没有人愿意说一下今年我们教会的主题是什么？
Does anyone want to share what is the topic this year?
Peter.要完整一点。好，那今年呢，我们教会的主题呢，就是在这个耶稣基督的启示与见证上面。
Today, or the topic of this year is that the revelation of Jesus and His testimony.
那我们也感谢主，真的就是许多的弟兄也有这样的一个看见。
So thanks to the Lord, a lot of the brothers we share the same vision.
所以今年一年呢，我们会一起来思考这样的一个主题。
So this year we're going to focus on this theme.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们的责任呢，就是为着传递信息的传道人来祷告。
So brothers and sisters, our responsibility is that we will pray for the ministers.
因为既然主要把这样的一个那么宝贵的主题赏赐给我们。
Because the Lord wanted to give us this a theme.
所以呢，我们就要为这些传递主话语的弟兄们来祷告。
So let us pray for the ones that are speaking to us.
因为主的话不下来的话
，Because if the word is not from the Lord，
那人的言语呢，不痛不痒的，也就没有什么意思了。
Then the words of man is useless.
好像我们的生命也就不会有改变。
Then just like that, our life will not be changed.
我们对主呢，我们也就没有渴慕。
And to the Lord, our desire is just so-so.
好像我们信主也可以，不信主也可以，我们对神就是没有经历。
Just like that, it is okay to believe on the Lord, in the Lord or not, either way.
可是，在我们里面，我们渴慕主的时候
，But when we have a deep desire,
会发现我们这个人会改变。
Then you realize that you will start changing.
我们会相信主会改变我们的家庭。
And you will start to believe that the Lord will change your family.
我们也会相信主会转换我们的教会。
And you start believing that the Lord will change the church.
我们会常常祷告主，让他的圣灵充满在我们的中间。
We start praying that His Spirit will fill us.
我们更希望神能够借着他的降临，常常把我们里面的罪能够洗洁净。
And we will now have a deeper desire that He will come and cleanse our sin.
好像我们个人呢，我们先得到复兴。
So that we will first be revived.
所以呢，今天呢。在弟兄姊妹中间呢，只是一个新年的交通。
So that's why today is a topic of the new year.
那还不会呢，就是在这样的一个信息上面。可是呢，就是在这样的一个新年的开始有一些的劝勉在弟兄姊妹中间。
So this is at the beginning of this year, though I want to give you a certain advice.
这样的一个劝勉呢，就是今天的一个主题：殷勤遵行神的话。
And when you put all these advice together, then it became today's topic, how to diligently follow His word.
那每一年呢，我们都有一个目标。
And each year we have a goal.
那今年呢，我们仍然一样，就是大人孩子们呢，我们都能够把圣经再读完一遍。
So this year our goal is the same, that adults and children, we will finish reading the Bible once this year.
那去年呢，把圣经读完一遍的举手。
Last year, if you finish reading the Bible once,
我们感谢赞美主哈，我们为我们弟兄姊妹真的是感到欢喜。那我们还没有读完一遍的，我们继续努力。
If you not finish that one round, then continue.
我们不是说我们读完一遍有什么好夸口的。
We're not boasting that we have finished reading the Bible once last year.
可是呢，我们在主的里面呢，我们就是一同追求的。
But it is when we are in the Lord, we pursue together.
既然神的话那么好，我们就要来好好保藏他的话。
Because God's word is great, we all want to taste it.
所以呢，今天我们要交通诗篇119篇。
So today we're going to talk about Psalms chapter 119.
那诗篇119篇呢，它是圣经中诗篇里面最长的一篇。
Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible.
所以呢，它中心的教导呢，在于我们信主的人必须忠信，信守神的律法。
So the center of this chapter tells us how to be diligent and loyal to God's word.
我们不要害怕人家的讥讽和迫害。
We do not need to worry about men's despise or shame.
那所以呢，这首诗歌呢是一个律法诗来的，神的话啊，律法不是那个 新约我们说法律律法啊，那是指神的话来的，一个常常谈到神的话的一个诗歌。
So this whole chapter focus and center along the words of God.
那也是一个字母诗，也就是说按着字母啊，一个字母一个希伯来的字母，一个字母是一段落。
It is also a song of the alphabet, the alphabet of Latin.
所以呢，每一个字母的开始呢，就带出八节的经文。
So as each alphabet or letter comes up, there are 8 verses after.
所以呢，有22个字母呢，就带出了176节在这边。
Because there are 22 letters, so that's why there are 176 verses.
所以呢，它的关键字呢，不外乎呢，就是律法。
So the most critical word in here is the law.
那不就是神的话
？Words of God。
在这个诗篇里面，我们常常发现诗人提到典章跟法度。
So in this chapter, you will see that the psalmist used the words testimonies and words a lot。
不但提到典章、律例、法度，而且呢，还提到神的道跟训词。
The law and the testimonies and the words and the words。
所以呢，今天呢，我们就要借着前面两个字母，大概16节哈的经文呢，我们一起来思想，来明白我们怎么样来遵循神的话。
So we're going to go through the first two letters, the two alphabets, 16 verses. How do we follow His word?
那在这两个段落呢，一开始第一节跟第九节呢，我们发现呢都特别提到行为这样的一个词。
So in verse 1 and 9, it used the word.How we do things, do a certain thing.
那第一节的行为呢，特别说到人的品格上的一个特质。
In the first verse, it talked about the action that we have to do.
可是呢，在第九节的行为上面呢，却代表一个强调出来我们要行出来的事，还有就是我们前面运动的一个道路。
And then in verse lines, it used the different actions and the path that we should follow.
那所以我们现在一起来读诗篇119篇。
So Psalms chapter 119，
我们从第一节读到16节。
1 through 16。
那单数节呢，我请弟兄来读。双数节我请姐妹来读。
Brothers, the odd verses, sisters, the even verses.
那请弟兄先来。
Brothers,
行为完全遵行耶和华律法的，这人变为有福。姐妹。这人不做非义的事，但遵行他的道。但愿我们行事坚定，得以遵守你的律例。我学了你的公义的判语，就要以正直的心称谢你。少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。我用嘴唇传扬你口中的一切恩典。我要默想你的训词，看重你的道路。我们感谢主，因为神的话就是那么的好。
Thanks to the Lord that His words are great.
所以呢，在这样一个这十六节的经文里面，那我就把它归纳出六个重点。
So in these 16 verses, I've separated them into 6 different points.
第一个重点呢，就是讲到这一段的诗篇呢。他特别一开始呢，就让我们能够成为一个被祝福的一个群体。
So at the first verse, it gives us a way to be this blessed group.
在接下来呢，叫让我们个人呢成为一个被主洁净的器皿。
And that individually, we can all be His treasure, a precious vessel.
可是这样的一件事情，我们怎么做呢？
So how do we do it?
怎么可以达到呢？
How do we accomplish this goal?
所以呢，第三点到第五点就告诉我们，我们要一心寻求主。
So from point 3 to 5, it talked about how we have to seek Him with one heart.
第二件事情讲到我们要收藏主的话。
And then how we have to keep His words.
第三件事情讲到我们要教，我们要学习主的话。
And how we have to teach and learn His words.
如果这三件事情都在我们的生活里面，我们不断的在那里练习。
And if we do all these three things and practice these three things,
最后的结论讲到全人活出主的话，就很容易的达到。
Then if you've done all that, then in conclusion, now you can manifest the words of the Lord.
所以呢，我们从第一节到第四节呢，我们可以发现呢，这四节呢，特别是对一个群体在那里讲话。
So if you look at verse 1 through 4, these are the words that is speaking to a group.
虽然这里讲到这人变为有福，实际上呢，特别提到就是好像有一个群体在那里，因着他们守神的吩咐，所以呢，神就祝福他们。
And then from verse 1 through 4, it says, How blessed are those? This is a group of people that when they follow God's words, God bless them.
那这个群体呢，有一个特别的一个表现。
And this group of people, they have one characteristic.
也就是说，这个他们的行为是完全的。
Is that their actions are pure.
这个群体呢，他们活出一个诚信的生活在那里。
And this group, they live in integrity.
好像在他们的生活里面没有可以指责的地方。
Just like that they live a blameless life.
每一个人都好像是那无瑕疵无斑点的人一样。
Each one in the group, they are all spotless and blameless.
所以呢，在这个群体呢，它是一个蒙福的群体。
So that's why this group are blessed.
这个群体呢，他们又特别喜欢观察神的作为。
And this group, they pay close attention to God's work.
他们有一个心智，就是在那里维护神美好一切的事物。
They have a will is that they want to keep all the good things of the Lord.
所以他们在那里维持神的见证。
So that's why they are now testimonies of the Lord.
他们里面呢，这个群体只有一心在那里寻求神的旨意。
And in this group, they seek Him with all their heart.
所以这个群体是一个蒙福的群体。
So that's why these are the people that are blessed.
好像在他们中间，他们非常不愿意去做不好的事情。
So they do not do any unrighteous things.
因为他们知道做不好的事情呢，是与神的旨意相违背的。
Because they know that unrighteousness is against the will of God.
所以对他们来讲，只有一条路可以走。
So for them, there's only one way to go.
就是走在主的路上，走在神的旨意上面。
So they walk in His ways, in God's ways.
不但这样，第四节特别说到，要他们好好的殷勤遵守。
And then in verse 4, it tells them that they have to keep the words diligently.
弟兄姊妹，这一个群体是一个蒙福的群体。
Brothers and sisters, this is a blessed group.
他们蒙福的原因是因为他们遵行神的话。
They are blessed because they follow God's word.
在生活中，他们是诚信正直的一群。
In their daily living, they are this diligent, loyal group.
在他们的中间没有可指责的事物。
And in them, there is nothing to be blamed.
他们愿意把神的法度放在那里，好好遵行。
They're willing to observe God's testimony.
他们有一个心智。
And they seek Him with their heart.
就是在那里维持神一切的美好。
Is that by them, they will ordain God's goodness.
他们不愿意做不义的事。
They don't want to do anything unrighteous.
那这些事在神的道上面的时候，他们也做不到。
Because when they walk in His ways, they shouldn't do anything unrighteous.
今天神能够在世上找到这样的一个团体吗？
So can God find this group among us?
今天神能够在世上找到这样的一般人吗？
Can God find this group of people on earth?
可以，那就是教会。
I think so. That's the church.
教会是一个群体，以基督作为我们的元首。
A church is an organization that focuses on Christ.
我们就在这样的一个身体里面，我们互为肢体。
That in this corporate body, we are all a part.
所以今天呢，神也把他的法度托付给教会。
So that's why today God gave His testimonies to His church.
好像我们能够在神的身体里面一同来遵行神的话。
So that in this corporate body, we can all follow His word.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们不是上教会。
Brothers and sisters, today we're not just going to church.
好像我们上电影院一样。
Just like we're going to a movie.
如果我们说上电影院。
If we say that we're going to a movie.
好像是你上教会的感觉。
If you feel like that's how you go to church.
那实在非常的可惜。
Then I think that's truly pitiful.
因为就好像崇拜一样，崇拜之后你就离开了教会。
Because you're just going to chase something.
正如你看完电影你就离开教会一样。
After the movie is done, you leave the theater.
和你一同看电影的人也跟你四散。
The people that go to the theater with you, they go to their own home.
电影很好看，可是呢，散场之后谁也不管谁。
The movie was great, but when the movie was over, everyone went went their own way.
彼此没有交集。如果你是在教会里面过这样的生活，那我们可以说你是上教会。
If you go to the church with the mindset of going to a theater, then you are just going to church.
弟兄姊妹，可是这里呢，我们还有一个情况，就是在教会里面的生活，特别说到我们是一个蒙神祝福的群体。
Brothers and sisters, there's also talked about daily living as how we can be blessed.
所以呢，上教会不是神的心意。
So the Lord does not want us to just come to church.
神的心意呢，是要我们在这里成为教会。
But God wants us to come together and become the church.
也就是成为基督的身体。
To become the body of Christ.
所以少了你呢，我是有感觉的。
So without you, then I feel I'm lacking something.
可是少了我呢，你们也会知道。
And without me, you would know too.
没有你，我们会有失落的感觉。
Without you, we're no longer complete.
没有我呢，你们也会在意。
And if I'm not there, you would be mindful too.
所以教会就是在这样的一个身体里面，在那里生活。
So the church exists among this body.
所以我们说教会是一个神的团体。
So that's why we call the church as the body of Christ.
这个团体是属于神的。
The group of Christ.
所以我们不是说我们上教会。
So we're not just going to a church.
我们是被神呢从世界里面选召出来的一群百姓。
But we are the people that are chosen by God's hand.
我们因为被神拣选出来，我们愿意在这里见证基督。
And because we are the selected, that we want to be His testimony.
所以以至于我们在教会的生活里面，我们可以到行为完全的一个地步。
So that's why when we come to the church, we have a chance to be pure in
His ways. 我们从神那里得到了祝福。
Because from Him we are now blessed.
所以今天我们在教会里面
So today when we are in church
传道的人也好带领的人也好我们不是高于一般的弟兄姊妹
To be a minister or to be a leader is whatever You are not higher than all the brothers and sisters
可是我相信就是我们的传道人我们带领的弟兄姐妹他们呢平常的日子呢就更多花时间与主亲近
But I think that it is sometimes those people that they may spend more time with the Lord in their daily living
因为他们有一个渴慕他们愿意认识神的话愿意思想神的话愿意传扬神的话
Because they have the desire to hear the Lord to read from the Lord and to spread the gospel of the Lord
这些人他们也不是低于众人
And these people they're not lower than everyone else either
所以他们成为传道人成为小组的代理人在那里侍奉
So that's why the ministers or the small group leaders, they're here to serve the others.
是的，主耶稣的教导非常清楚。
Yes, Christ's teaching was simple.
我们要侍奉众人，我们就要如同仆人一样。
That when we serve the others, we are like their servants.
那是我们侍奉的心态。
That's the mindset of a servant.
可是呢，在我们中间，我们确实对主的话，我们确实在那里认真的追求。
But yet, it is in the midst of us that we are serious pursuing about God's word.
所以新一年的开始，我就在这里劝勉弟兄姊妹，包含我自己，我们一同好好的来读主的话。
So that's why at the beginning of the year, brothers and sisters, with me, let us pursue His words.
那我们怎么样运用这一段的经文呢？
So how do we use these four verses?
这里说到我们要群体的追求
It says that we have to pursue together
一同的聚会
To a fellowship together
弟兄姊妹你不要一个人单单在那里追求
Brothers and sisters, you do notpursue alone
你不要觉得你一个人读圣经你就非常满足
Don't be satisfied with just you reading the Bible
弟兄姊妹在我们中间我们有读经的聚会
Brothers and sisters, in us we have Bible study
在我们中间我们有信息的聚会
In church we have sermons
在我们中间我们也有主日成人主日学的主日学的事工
And in us, we have Sunday morning school.
很多的机会都让我们可以跟我们的同伴在一起，我们一起追求主的话。
There's so many chances for you and your companion to come and pursue the Lord as one.
我们希望我们读主的话的时候，我们旁边有同伴。
So I hope that when you read God's words, you are with a companion.
当我们读不懂主话的时候，有同伴来为我们。一起交通，一起分享。
So if you get stuck and don't understand, someone can help you with it.
我再说了，我们多读圣经的人，不是因为我们高于别人，我们有更好的知识。
So let me say it again. The one that are familiar with the Bible is not higher than anyone else.
可是我们在教会的里面，因着我们对主有更多的认识，我们就愿意把生命贡献出去。
But it is because that we want to share our life with you in church.
所以在教会里面的聚会，我们要积极的来参与。
So that's why we should all come to all these meetings.
祷告的聚会、读经的聚会、擘饼的聚会、信息的聚会。
Prayer group meeting, Bible study, breaking bread or the sermon.
造就的聚会，还有福音的聚会
，gospel meetings or even other meetings。
每一个聚会都是我们在那里追求主话语的时候。
All these meetings are chances for us to learn His word。
弟兄姊妹，不要落单了。
So brothers and sisters, don't be left behind。
真的不要落单了。
Don't be left behind。
因为那魔鬼就好像那吼叫的狮子一样。
Because the devil is like the roaring lion。
有时候不小心呢，我们就失落了。
When you're not careful, you are now captured。
因为我们不知道要用神的话来抵。
Because you don't know the words that can resist the lion.
第二个主题我们交通到让我成为一个被主洁净的器。
So the second verses talked about how we have to be his cleansed vessel.
所以在诗篇119篇这一篇呢，特别在第九节的地方，对不起，这个经文 要稍微改一下，是第九节。
So in Psalm 119 verse 9, he talked about this.
他说少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？
How can a young man keep his way pure?
是要遵行你的话。
By keeping it according to your word.
我们的个人在教会这个群体里面虽然是一个分子。
Individually, we are a partaker of this church.
可是我们应当做什么事呢？
What are we supposed to do individually?
这里说到用什么洁净他的行为呢？
It says here, how do we keep his way pure?
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？
How can a young man keep his way pure?
这里给我们一个答案，就是遵行神的话。
The answer is by keeping it according to your word.
弟兄姊妹，我再说回来。
Brothers and sisters, let me bring you back to football.
如果我们上教会好像上电影院一样。
If we go to church just like we go to a theater.
那我们什么事都可以不要做。
Then there is nothing you need to do.
你可以不用奉献。
You don't need to offer.
你也可以不需要来教会。
You don't even need to come.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为上教会不需要你花钱来买这个福音。
Because going to the theater, going to the church, you don't need to spend anything to get the gospel.
如果你来教会，你奉献了，只是觉得啊，我来教会需要奉献一点，那不必了。
If you come and you offer, if you just think that is an obligation, then it's not necessary.
可是如果你知道你的奉献呢是给这位至高的神的话
，But if you understand what you're offering is when you're offering to this highest God.
那你就知道原来我们一切所得到的都是白白来的。
Then you realize that what you have at the first place is given to you by Him.
我们来到教会里面，我们不需要付任何的费用。
I tell you that if you come to this church, there's no fee you have to pay.
你不用像看电影一样，你还要买一张票你才能进去看。
You don't have to buy a ticket before you come in.
今天我们在这里把神的救恩传给众人的时候，这个救恩是白白的要临到众人。
Today the salvation that we're preaching to you is a free salvation for you.
今天我们来到教会里面，我们要过一个教会群体的生活。
And when today we come to the church, we want to have this corporate body living.
可是如果你说你是上教教会的话，教会就管不到你。
But if you're just going to a church, then the church has no ruling over you.
可是如果你说我是生活在教会里面的话，教会里面就是用神的话来约束我们的生活。
But if you're saying that you're living your life in the church, then you have to know those rules.
所以我们众人都是在一个身体里面。
So we are all partakers of the same body.
我们每一个人，我们都认识这位神。
And let all of us know this God.
我们都知道他是愿意与我们交往的神。
Because we know that this is the God that wants to fellowship with us.
我们都知道他是那位圣洁的神。
We know that this is the holy God.
可是如果我们今天这个个体呢，在这个一个联合的一个群体里面。
But as an individual in this corporate body.
我们说这个群体是圣洁的。
If we call this body to be holy,
可是我们个人呢，却还在那个不洁净的生活里面。
But individually we are not holy.
那这个身体还能够叫做洁净吗？
Then how can we call this corporate body holy?
所以呢，神常常在我们的身上有一个工作，就是要我们能够过一个洁净的生活。
So that's why God wants to consecrate us.
有的时候呢，还不是指我们犯罪。
A lot of times it's more than when we sin.
因为呢，还有一些不洁净的事物，能够让我们呢，慢慢慢慢就去到那个罪的生活里面。
Because even before we sin, there's a lot of other filthy things that would lead us to sin.
所以呢，在这个群体里面有一件事情非常的重要。
So that's why in this corporate body, there is this important point.
那就是彼此相爱。
is that we have to love one another.
因为如果我们彼此相爱的时候，我们对罪、对这些不洁净的事，我们就愿意远离。
Because if we love one another, then we're willing to now be farther away from sinful things.
因为我们爱神的缘故，我们就愿意呢，让我们自己远离罪恶。
Because we love God, so that we want to be away from sin.
因为我们爱人，我们就愿意我们跟弟兄跟姐妹之间，我们没有什么不好的关系。
Because we love the others, we don't want to offend anyone else.
所以呢，我们在我们的里面，我们没有任何不好的意念跟不饶恕的意念。
So that now in us, we will no longer have evil thoughts or thoughts of unforgiveness.
今天有一个犯罪的生活在我们中间，今天有一个不洁净的生活在我们中间的时候。
But if we have a sinful life, if we have a life that is unclean,
这就好像我们身体里面器官出了一个状况一样。
Then it's like in this body, there's an organ that is sick.
好像刚刚开始那个结石呢，器官的结石不会有任何的影响。
Just like in the beginning, you may not feel it.
可是有一天呢，真的受影响的时候，痛得要我们的命。
But slowly and slowly, once you realize it, you are now in pain.
好像这个犯罪呢，这个不洁净呢，也像那个血液中的血块一样。
Just like this sin is the clock in our vessel.
好像平常的日子，它就在那里，也不会有怎么样的一个情况。
When you don't notice it, it's just being there.
可是呢，有一天呢，突然发现这个血块通不过去的时候。
One day when the blood clot is stuck,
重的话就叫我们死亡。
If it's severe enough, then we will die.
轻的话就叫我们全身瘫痪。
If it's not severe enough, it will paralyze us.
今天在教会做领袖的，做领导的。做小组长的，如果我们对罪、这个对不洁净的事没有感觉的话
，So as a leader or a small group leader, if you're numb before sin,
好像有一天我们的侍奉就这样会被摧毁掉。
And I tell you that one day your service will be destroyed.
可是弟兄姊妹，如果我们平常我们的生活里面，就在犯罪的时候，虽然我们不是在那里一个领导的地位，虽然我们不是在那里做一个负责的地位，可是呢，就好像那个胆结石，好像那个肾结石一样。
But brothers and sisters, if you're a daily living, if you're living a sinful life, you may not be aware of it, but then you're like a sickness in an organ.
有一天呢，痛起来呢，也会叫身体受不了。
One day, when it revoked, then it will cause pain to the whole body.
所以少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？
So how can a young man keep his way pure?
这是诗人发出来的一个问题。
This is a question from the psalmist.
少年人基本上他是一个脱离孩童的一个阶段的人。
A young man is now no longer an infant.
可是呢，却又还没有到那个成人的阶段。
But yet, not yet an adult.
一面呢，少年人他可以不用像孩童一样处处需要人家的照应。
On the one hand, unlike an infant, they don't have to be fed anymore.
又另外一面呢，他又不像成人可以有那么高的自主性来保护自己。
But on the other hand, not as an adult, so he is not completely independent.
所以我们说到这个少年人呢，他在一个过渡的阶段里面。
So a young man is a transition phase between an infant and an adult.
所以在神的家里面，我们也把这样的一个属灵的阶段分成这三种的一个情况。
So let's separate our time in the Lord as these three stages as well.
所以今天我要稍稍我问弟兄姊妹，如果你还在孩童阶段，你的属灵生命还在孩童阶段的，请你举手。
So brothers and sisters, if you think in a spiritual stage you're still an infant, raise your hand.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们都看见了，对不对？有两位弟兄姊妹举手。
Brothers and sisters, there are two of us that are calling themselves an infant.
这不是让我们可以嘲笑他们的。
It is not something for us to make fun of.
可是有一件事情就非常重要，当有弟兄姊妹在孩童的阶段的时候，我们每一个人就要好好的来保护他们。
Brothers and sisters, these two that raise their hand that call themselves infants, it is our responsibility to protect them.
因为他们就是需要照应。
Because an infant needs help.
我再问一个问题。
Then let me ask you this.
弟兄姊妹，你的属灵的状况已经到达成人阶段了，请你举手。
If you think you're an adult in the spiritual state, raise your hand.
弟兄姊妹，我都知道你们非常的谦卑了哈。那一定是有这样的弟兄姊妹。
You may be humble, but I know that
就好像保罗一样，他在教会里面的时候，他会告诉弟兄姊妹说：“你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。”
Just like Paul, when he was a spiritual adult, he would tell in his letters that follow me as I follow Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们看到一些弟兄姊妹，他们效法基督， 在他们的生活里面的时候
So brothers and sisters, when there are brothers and sisters among us that are following Christ,
我们就要好好的效仿他们
Let us mimic what they're doing.
好了，话说回来了，我们大部分的人都在少年人的阶段，对不对？
And I think we're most of us are young men and women.
所以我们用什么洁净我们的行为呢？
So how do we keep our ways pure?
遵行神的话。
By keeping it according to his word.
求主为我们造一个清洁的心。
We ask that the Lord will cleanse our heart,
让神的话像洗洁剂一样
so that His word is like a detergent.
我们什么罪主都愿意为我们洁净
or if our sinful things can be washed away.
可是很重要的，我们愿意，我们这个人需要愿意被主来洁净
And more importantly, you have to be willing to be washed.
神要洁净我们是他的工作
It is God's job to cleanse us.
可是少年人呢，不小心就会犯错
But as a young man, it's easy to stumble.
不小心我们就会犯罪
It's easy to sin.
怎么避免呢
How do we avoid it?
那就是要听话
Is to listen.
因为不听话呢，我们就会走我们自己的路
If you don't listen and be disciplined, then you walk your own way.
听话呢，就是要一心追求
To listen is to seek him with focus.
听话呢，就是要把主的话藏在我们的心里
To be disciplined is to keep his word.
听话呢，就是要教导，要学习主的话
To be disciplined is to be taught by his words.
一心寻求主
To seek him with all your heart.
在这一篇的诗篇里面 我读的时候越读越觉得奇妙
In this psalm, the more I read about it, the more marvelous it becomes.
你可以看到在第二节跟第八节这一段落呢他提到一心寻求他
In 2 and verse 8, it talked about seeking him with all our heart.
在第十节跟第十六节的时候又再一次提到我一心寻求了你
And in 10 and 16 also says,With all my heart.
好像在第一大段的时候，这个人呢，他在那里找，找主。
Just like in the first stanza, this person is seeking the Lord.
可是在第二大段的时候，好像呢，他已经在那里找到了主。
And then in stanza two, he has already found the Lord.
在他还没有找到主的时候，他说：“主啊，你不要丢弃我。”
Before he found the Lord, he said, Lord, do not forsake me.
可是呢，在找他的时候呢，他说：“求你叫我不要偏离你的命令。”
And after he has found the Lord, he said, Lord, keep me.
那我大概在两周前呢，我就听到因为我看那个 Facebook 啊，那我就看到有一个人介绍一个小女孩呢，这个小女孩六岁，很会唱歌。
2 weeks ago, when I was reading Facebook, I saw a post that talked about a little girl that she knows how to sing very well. She was only 6 years old.
那唱起歌来呢，有模有样的。
And when she sang, she has the image of an adult.
啊，她唱很多歌，其中有一首歌确实也非常好听。
And she sang a lot of songs, and one of the songs was really enjoyable.
啊，所以呢，我一想到我就去咔，就听她唱一把那一首歌唱完。
So whenever I thought about it, I would go search for it and listen to the song.
确实很好听
And it was a great song.
所以呢我又把它放在我那个这个 internet 的 bookmark 上面
So that I bookmarked that page in my internet.
所以下一次呢我就不用再去找了我直接 click 一下我就可以听这首歌
So when I want to hear that song again I would just click the bookmark and hear it
哎呀听着听着那个旋律真的很好
And then I like the song even more now.
哎再听 50% 的歌词我已经记起来
And then when I hear it some more now I know half the song.
哎呀在生活里面这个礼拜过去这个礼拜一想到我就会哼
And then the whole last week, I would hum that song whenever I thought about it.
哎，不但唱个两句，我发现哎，这歌词里面我也蛮认同的。
And then the more I think about it, I start agreeing with the lyrics.
弟兄姊妹就是这样，对不对
？Brothers and sisters, aren't we all like that?
因为寻求主的话，也应该有这样的一个态度。
Isn't it how we supposed to seek His word?
这样，我第一次听到这个小女孩是一个很。唱歌是一个很偶然的机会。
The first time it was just by random chance that I heard
her song. 可是我要再听的时候呢，我就要开我的电脑了。
But when I want to hear it again, now I have to turn on my computer.
可是呢，我还觉得很麻烦的时候，我就要想办法怎么样我可以很顺利的听到这个歌。
And I want to make it easier for me to hear that song again and again.
哎呀，不但觉得这个小女孩唱歌那么好，我也要学个她两句。
Not only I think that she has a good voice, I want to sing the song too.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们学习神的话也是这样。
Today, that's how we should seek His words.
神的话那么宝贝，我们就要把它打开来。
God's work is so precious, we have to open it up.
如果你不打开来，你不读它，你怎么知道神的话语宝贵呢？
If you don't open it up and read it, how do you know His words are great?
我相信在一个很偶然的机会，你会读到一段宝贵的话语。
I think maybe by some random chance you would read a precious censer.
当你看到你听到主对我们说话的时候，我们就会有一个心要去了解神。
And after you read it, after he has spoken to you, then you want to seek him more.
这里说到一心寻求主。
He says, with all your heart you seek him.
希望我们今年呢，我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我们多花一点时间来读主的话。
So brothers and sisters, I hope that this year we will spend just a little more time seeking his word.
里面那么多宝藏，我们不挖太可惜了。
There are so many treasures in here. If we don't look for it, it's a pity.
小女孩唱的歌不过就是好听而已。
That little young girl, he sang a good song.
可是神天天都想对我们说话。
But our Lord wants to speak to us each day.
宝不宝贵？
Isn't that precious?
我们的心有没有宝贵？
Does your heart treasure it?
如果我们读一遍、读两遍会忘记。
If you only read one or twice, you may forget.
我们就读三遍、读四遍。
Then read it three times or four times.
如果还忘记的话，我们就用笔把它记下来。
If you still forget it, mark it down.
可能我们读到五遍、读到六遍的时候，神的话已经开始叫我们这个人可以快乐。
Maybe after the fifth or sixth time, His word will make you joyous.
可是呢，可能我们对神的话还没感觉。
Maybe you still don't know what it means.
可是我们读七遍、读八遍的时候，可能我们心里面已经愿意照着主的话去行了。
Then maybe after the seventh or the eighth time, then you want to follow His words.
让我们运用主的话。
So let us use His word.
今年的一开始，让我们立定心志，许下心愿。
At the beginning of this year, let us set our mind.
让我们全心去找主。
Let us seek Him with all our heart.
让我们不要忘记主。
Let us do not forget about our Lord.
当我们要去找主的时候，主总不离弃我们。
Because whenever we seek Him, He will never forsake us.
当我们找到主的时候，让我们不要离开主。
And when we have found him, let us never depart from him.
收藏主的话
to keep his word.
对不起，经节都没有改。在这一篇的第十一节里面，特别讲到我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
In this chapter, verse 11, it says, "Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you."
那有一次呢，有一个教授呢，就向我推荐了两本书。
One time, a professor is recommending two books.
那我在图书馆工作，这个教授呢就是说这两本书你去看一看。我推荐学校应该有这两本书，你去把它买回来。
I work in the library, so the professor came to me and recommended these two books to me, so I would read it and then make sure that it is good for the school.
好了，我就去帮这位教授看看这两本书在网络上卖的价钱是怎么样，那预备把它买回来。
So that I started looking at the prices for these two books, so I could order it for the professor.
所以呢，我一上网的时候发现这两本书，这个教授有的这两本书呢，都是绝版书来的。
So that I realized that these two books the professor wanted to order, they're no longer being printed.
市面上已经买不到全新的版本。
You can no longer buy new prints of these two books.
那使用过的版本呢，竟然都是上百块。
And all these used versions, they're even more expensive than $100.
那我就回到这个教授的 office, 我就跟他讲，哇，这两本旧书呢，买起来呢都是非常贵的。
So I went back to the professor and told him that even the used books are expensive.
那他就说多贵啊，多贵啊。
And he said how expensive.
我就把价格告诉他。
So I showed him the price.
他说啊，我不知道我的书架上还有那么宝贵的书哎。
And then he said I didn't realize that the books that I have on my shelf are
so valuable. 他说我要把这个记号做起来哦，要做好记号，这两本书。慎重帮我看过是多少多少的价格。
So let me make a mark of these two books so I know the price on them.
要免得有一天我搬家的时候是一不小心把这两本书也卖出去了。
So that I don't throw them away accidentally.
兄姊妹，这个教授呢，他特别呢知道说啊，这有两本书是非常有价值的。
Brothers and sisters, the professor now find out that he has two treasure books.
那他怕损失呢，所以就在书上呢特别做了一个记号。
So that he doesn't lose it accidentally, he put a mark on it.
弟兄姊妹，今天呢有许多神的话都非常的宝贵，值得我们放在心上。
Brothers and sisters, there are many of his words that are precious.
值得我们放在我们的心板上面。
So let us treasure them in our heart.
诗人说藏在心里。
The psalmist says.Take treasure in your heart.
好像我们的心就是一个大仓库来的。
Just like your heart is like this warehouse.
哎呀，我们在我们的心里面到底放什么？
That in this heart of yours, what do you store in it?
如果你在你的心里面放一百支枪的话
，If you store in it 100 guns,
难保有一天那些枪都会变成杀人的武器。
Then one day that guns may kill some person.
可是如果在我们这些仓库里面，我们放满情欲的时候。
And if you put in this warehouse all your lust,
那也难保有一天我们不会放纵我们自己的情欲。
That one day you will not be able to contain it.
可是如果我们的心里面宝贵神的话语，我们放满的是神的话语。
But if in this warehouse you're storing God's word,
弟兄姊妹，我们就会知道有一天说主会向我们说话。
Then brothers and sisters, one day the Lord will speak to you in those words.
常常我们就能知道。主啊，原来你跟我讲这句话。
So that you can now be reminded that that's what God meant.
所以在箴言第十章二十九节的时候，就讲到说，耶和华的道是正直人的保障。
So that's why in 10:29 it says that God's word is the treasure for the righteous man.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们愿意把神的话收藏在我们的心里面，
Brothers and sisters,
我们就得到保护。
If you're willing to treasure His words in your heart, then now you are kept.
怎么运用呢？
How do we use this word?
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们在这一年里面，我们能够多多少少背诵一些经文。
Brothers and sisters, I want you to start remembering some verses.
如果你说背不下来，我们用写的也可以，多写两次。
If you can't remember it, then write it down. Write it down a couple times.
弟兄姊妹，我们听信息的时候，我们听弟兄姊妹交通的时候，我们可不可以多写两个字，把笔记给做好？
Maybe sometimes when you listen to someone's sharing or when you come to the sermon, make some marks on your Bible so you can remember it.
因为如果我们愿意收藏主的话的时候，我们就可以过一个不得罪主的生活。
Because if you're willing now to treasure in your heart His word, then you may not sin against Him.
我们再来讲到一个教跟学习主的话。
And then it talked about teaching and being taught.
所以从第一节到第十八节里面，我们特别提出第四节、第七节跟第十二节。
So from 1 to 16, verse 4 and 7 and 12.
所以呢，第四节呢特别讲到神呢把他的训词分布我们。
In verse 4 it says, "You have ordained your precepts."
第七节呢特别讲到我们学了神的话。
7 says, "Now I should give thanks that I've learned your righteous judgment."
第十二节呢又再一次提到神用他的话来教训我。
And then in 12, it says, "Teach me your statutes."
所以呢，我现在就想问问一些做父母的一些问题。
So today, I want to speak to the parents.
你为你的儿女请过音乐老师教音乐的举手。
Have you ever put your kids to music lessons?
好，你为你的儿女请过游泳教练教他们游泳的举手。
If you have hired a swimming coach, raise your hand.
你带你的儿女去学过画画的举手。
And an art teacher, raise your hand.
你带你的儿女去参加运动比赛的举手。
An athletic meet, raise your hand.
还有什么？你带你的儿女去学数学的举手。
A math teacher for your kids, raise your hand.
你带你的儿女去学开车的举手。
A driving teacher for your kids.
这些我都做了。
I have hired all those teachers for my kids.
好了，挑战性的问题来了。
More challenging question comes.
请问你们请过家教教你们儿女读圣经的举手。
Have you hired a tutor to teach your children to read the Bible? Raise your hand.
请问你们请过家教教你们儿女祷告的举手。
Have you hired a tutor to teach your children how to pray?
可能你们会说主日学老师会教吗？
Maybe you say that the Sunday school teacher, that's what they do.
可是很多我们想要我们儿女学的学校的老师不也教吗？
But aren't all those other things you want your kids to learn, they're taught at school, right?
其实我们中间我们身为基督徒的父母，
But as Christian parents,
我们认识祷告读经都那么的重要，
Let us understand the importance of reading the Bible and praying.
可是我们对我们的儿女却没有任何的要求。
But yet we're not asking our kids to learn them.
最近呢我有一个神学院的老师啊，同工。
Recently, there is a coworker at the Bible College.
他就把这样的一个题目带出来让我们思想。
And he brought up this topic for us to think about.
他向我们挑战。
He gave us a challenge.
他说你们都在教会服事。
He said you all serve at your church.
他说如果你们教会有弟兄姊妹要找家教。
If there is anyone seeking for a tutor at your church.
可以让他知道。
Let that person know.
他可以安排神学生，这些非常懂圣经的神学生，到你的家里去做家教。
That he could ask the students at the Bible college to come and be the tutor.
另外一方面呢，你请这些神学生做家教的话，你也帮助他们的生活。
On the other hand, when you hire these Bible students, it will help them too.
他们能够把属灵的生命带到你的家。
And they can also bring the spiritual life to your kids.
弟兄姊妹，你要请这样的家教吗？
Brother,
告诉我，
sister,
会后的时候你可以慢慢跟我讲，我可以去跟那个实习的老师说。
If you want to hire those tutors, let me know. I can recommend you.
这些神学生可以到你家里一个小时。跟你的儿女谈一谈圣经，教他们祷告。
The students at the Bible college, they can come to your home and teach your kids to read the Bible and pray.
弟兄姐妹，神的吩咐是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what did God ask us to do?
神为什么要把他的话吩咐我们？
Why did God give us His words?
是为了让我们能够殷勤的来遵守。
So that we can learn them and follow them.
所以大概是去年九月之后呢，我就陆陆续续私底下呢有请一些弟兄姊妹来聚会。
So after September of last year, I've been asking brothers and sisters to come join us at our meeting.
所以当弟兄姊妹有回应的时候，我里面都受到非常大的激励。
So when the brother and sister respond to my request, I am encouraged.
有一些弟兄姊妹开始参加周三的祷告聚会。
Some of the brothers and sisters they start coming Wednesday night.
有些弟兄姊妹主日早上八点就来一起祷告。
Maybe some of them start coming early on Sunday to pray with us.
有些弟兄姊妹愿意回应参加主日学的这样的一个课程。
Or maybe those brothers and sisters are invited. And now they are part of Sunday morning school.
弟兄姊妹，教会的复兴就是我们个人与主有一个正常关系的时候，从那个地方开始。
Brothers and sisters, the revival of our church starts from the individual beginning.
我们学习主的话，不是要我们成为一个金头脑。我问你一，你就可以把一的答案告诉我。
We come to learn God's words, not just that we can be smart about it and we have all the answers of all questions.
我们在教会学习主的话，实在是因为我们在基督里，我们可以享受他与我们同在的快乐。
But we want to learn His words so that when we come together, we can be joyous in His words.
所以有家室的弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters, if you have a family,
我希望你我们那个这个做家长的呢，特别要记得带领家庭的礼拜。
I hope that as a parent, that you will lead this fellowship at your home.
这一年呢，我们可以选好一本书，带领家庭的成员一起来亲近主。
This year, let us spend time as a family to learn His words.
到底我们在运用上怎么可以学习呢？
So how do we apply all this?
弟兄们，如果你还有一些的时间，
Brothers and sisters, if you have some time left,
我希望你也可以到神学院去拿一些课。
I hope that you can come to the Bible college and take some classes.
如果你还有时间的话，
If you have a little more time than that,
希望你能够在成员主日学里面花一些时间一起学习。
Then why don't you come in our Sunday's morning school and spend time with us?
当我们没有成人主日学的时候，你可以说教会都不装备我们。
If we don't have Sunday school, then you could say that our church is not helping us.
可是当我们有成人主日学的时候，弟兄姊妹，我希望我们都起来装备。
But when our Sunday morning class is in place, I want you to come and equip yourself.
当我们有一天学到神的话的时候，我们的口舌我们都能够来称谢神。
That when we know of His words, now we can praise Him with His words.
神的话要保守我们个人。
God's words will keep us.
神的话是要保守我们的家。
God's words will keep our family.
神的话是要保守我们的教会。
And His words will keep our church.
当我们全人愿意活在主的里面的时候，
When we're willing to indulge our whole self.
这里有几节的经文特别提到，但愿我行事坚定，得以遵守你的律例。
So there are a couple of verses that says, "Let us follow your commandments and your testimony."
好像这里特别提到我们的脚步呢，我们要行在主的道上。
Talked about how when we walk these steps, we walk in His way.
所以我们凡是我们走任何一条路，如果不是通往主的路，主都会帮我们封锁。
So whatever way we're trying to walk, if it's not walking toward God, then God will close those paths.
因为我们以为走主的道路是正确的道路。
Because let us understand that only His way is the correct way.
所以在第六节的时候特别讲到，我看重你。一切的命令。
So in verse 6 it says that I look up on all your commandments.
就不至于羞愧。
Then I shall not be ashamed.
这里好像说到我们的眼目。
He talked about our sight.
如果我们愿意天天都来看神的话，
If we're willing to set our sights on His words,
我们的生活没有羞愧。
Then we will not be ashamed.
我要让嘴唇传扬你口中的一切典章。
That I will use my mouth to preach all your goodness.
这里说到我们的口，当我们学了神的话，我们是能够一个传神的话的人。
that when we give thanks with our mouth, then we can now preach the righteous judgment.
今天不是只有站在台上的传道人能传，弟兄姊妹，我们都能传。
Not just the leading brothers and sisters that can preach the gospel, but you can as well.
我们要用我们的嘴唇来传扬神口中的一切典章。
That I will have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies.
我喜悦你的法度。
And I will meditate on your precepts.
如同喜悦钱财一样。
Just like as much and in all riches.
弟兄姊妹，喜欢钱的感觉你知道吗？
I think we know how we like riches.
大家都知道。
I think we all know.
在这里讲到呢，心呢，喜欢那个钱的感觉，我觉得诗人真的非常的奇妙。
So he says, I rejoice in the way of your testimony as much as in your riches.
钱，我很喜欢。
I like richness.
神的法度。
And God's testimonies.
有没有同样的感觉？
Do you love it as much?
所以讲到我们的心在哪里？
So where is our heart?
我们的心在神的话语上面。
Is your heart in the word of God?
就保守我们在神的道上。
Then we will be kept in his way.
我默想你的训词，看重你的道路。
I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. Then you talk about our thoughts.
你到底在想什么？
What are you thinking about?
如果你想主，
If you're thinking about the Lord,
主让你明白，
then the Lord will make you understand.
主呢，不是带我们通向死亡的路。
The Lord is not taking us to walk on the path to death.
通向死亡的路不是主为我们预备的路。
The path to death is not the way that the Lord has prepared for us.
主带我们走一个永生的道路。
The Lord wants us to walk to eternal life.
今天我们怎么运用呢？
So today, how do we apply this?
以前只有书而已，对不对？
Before, we only had a book.
再进步一点，有电脑了。
Now then we had a computer.
再来呢，有 iPad 了，对不对？
And then we got an iPad.
再来有手机了，对不对？
And now my phone works.
弟兄姊妹，这些东西都能够充满神的话。
Brothers and sisters, all those applications can be filled with God's word.
如果你觉得拿圣经太沉重，
If you think that the book is too heavy,
你可以打开你的电脑。
Then turn on your computer.
啊，我的电脑上面有一个叫 ESO 的电子宝剑。
On my computer, I have a software called eSore. It's a sore.
那它上面呢有很多的材料让我可以明白神的话。
And on this software, it has a lot of the tools to teach me His words.
我最近为毕双呢在 iPad 上download 了一个 app， 就是一个读圣经的软件。
And recently, I downloaded an app for my wife, Eunice.
她说她不要看，她要用听的。
She says she doesn't want to read it anymore. She wants to hear it.
啊，我说也没问题，这个软件呢，你一放，你要听中文也可以，听英文也可以，听英文的 KJV 的版本，很古老的版本也可以，你喜欢听什么版本你就拿来听。
And then I said, it's okay, this app will read it to you in Chinese, in English, all different versions you want.
那我的手机呢也有一个 app.
And I'm on my phone, I have another app.
那我相信很多弟兄姊妹都有了，你们的手机大概都有圣经。
And I think that all of us are by our cell phones, we have the Bible app.
去年12月的时候呢，我就想来测试一下这个手机的这个读经计划。
So last year, I wanted to try the plan in this app.
啊，我就选了两个计划，一个是一年读一遍，一个是一年把圣经新约呢读三遍。
So I picked two different plans. One is to finish the Bible in 1 year, and the second plan is to finish the New Testament 3 times in a year.
所以我今年的目标呢，至少我圣经又读了一遍，新约呢我又明白了三次。
So hopefully by the end of this year, I will finish the Bible another time and also the New Testament 3 times.
其实有一个手机帮我控制进度也蛮不错的，对不对？
And I think that using our phone to remind us to read the Bible is a great tool.
哦，发现读手机也蛮不错的。
And I think that it's easy to read on the phone.
有时候呢，我读圣经呢，就觉得啊，这一段我已经知道了，就跳过去了。
Sometimes when I read the book, I will try to skip it.
可是呢，手机的画面就那么小，所以每一个字你仔细看，哎，这个字我怎么从来没有发现在圣经上有这样讲。
But then when it is on the cell phone, you have to focus on it a little more, then you start paying attention to each word.
那我手机这个版本呢，不但能够读完，还能够划线。
Not only I get to read the Bible, but I can make marks on this app.
不但能够划线呢，我还能够做笔记。
Not only I can make marks, I can actually take notes on this app.
啊，不但能够做笔记呢，它还能告诉我原文是什么意思。
Not only I can take notes, but it can translate into the original language for me.
其实我相信你们的功能都有了。
And I think you all can have this app.
可是就是我们要去用，对不对？
But yet, more importantly, is you have to use this app.
我们不用的话很可惜。
If you don't use it, then you're wasting it.
啊，我手机有一个功能。
my phone has this function.
Is that my
phone can tell me how much time I spend on each of the apps on this phone.
I
think maybe you all know this, but I just find out.
有一天呢, 我不小心一看,
so one day I just I look at that setting.
哎,我手机运用的, 不好意思啊, 别讲了。
And then I realized that the most used app is
那用手机读神的话真的太少太少啊。
Not the Bible apps.
我可以跟你们讲一件事情啊。
But one thing I can share with you
就是用手机把我叫醒的时间比例是蛮高的。
Is that I like to use my phone as my alarm clock.
就是我们要坚守主的道。
So brothers and sisters, we have to walk his way.
我们要看重主的命令。
We have to focus on his command.
我们的口舌要传扬主的话。
And we have to use our lips to preach his word.
我们心里面要喜悦主的律例。
And we have to enjoy his testimonies.
我们要思想主的教训。
And we have to learn his lessons.
所以在这个雅各书第一章。
So in James chapter 1, verse 25.
我们一起来读这一段的经文好吗?
Let's read it together.
唯有详细查看那全被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得。好吧，我们再读一次。唯有详细查看那全被使人自由之律法的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a promise that the Lord has made us.
也是我们生活的一个保障。
It is also a protection in our life.
那今天因为没有时间了,
today, because we're running out of time,
所以我就不再测验各位了,
so I will no longer ask you any questions.
我希望这句话你们都能够把它记清楚,
but I hope that you can remember these words.
成为我们愿意殷勤读主话的一个激励,
let it be an encouragement for us to diligently follow.
虽然我要结束了,我还告诉你们我要做什么。
At the end, I want to tell you what I want to do.
那我会让这一个经节慢慢的消失。
Now let me make these words disappear slowly.
然后我们不断地背诵主的话。
And when we read about it more and more,
让主的话在我们的心里。
So that we can remember these words.
那今天没时间了,回家背吧。
Today we ran out of time, so remember these words at home.
我们再来唱诗歌280首。